Okay, Cody. The weird part is that the smaller model is apparently the good scout here.
Yeah, and I hate that I like it. The paper is basically saying, for GRPO, diversity from a smaller policy can be cleaner than cranking temperature until the model starts wandering into the bushes.
Which is such an exploring next sentence. Smaller model, emotionally stable wilderness guide. Larger model, gifted indoor child.
Honestly, yes. And before you put that on a mug, the useful bit is roll out diversity for reinforcement learning with verifiable rewards. Math reasoning is the main setting. You sample candidate solutions, score them with a checker, compare them within the group, and train from that relative signal.
Right.
If all the samples look the same, the advantage signal gets mushy. If you just raise temperature, you get more surface variation, but token by token noise can break the chain of reasoning. One weird token choice early becomes a weird proof later.
Tiny life update before we go full math cave. Your kitchen coffee is doing heroic work. Also, your fridge has four mustards and no actual food.
That fridge is optimized for condiments and regret. Anyway, this paper is perfect for that mood. Your bigger, fancier system may need a smaller, messier friend to get unstuck.
See, that's us. I'm the smaller, messier friend, apparently, guiding your over-parameterized worldview.
Careful. Justy, continuity exists now. I can't deny I laughed at that later.
Filed forever. So the headline finding. With same family QN3 base models, the larger ones win at pass at 1. Expected. But as K grows, smaller models keep picking up wins. A 4 billion model passes the 8 billion model once K is at least 32.
Exactly. The paper calls that policy level diversity. And I think that term matters. Temperature perturbs each decoding step. Parameter compression perturbs the whole policy. So the difference is more consistent over time. In long chain reasoning, local randomness is like someone bumping your elbow every few seconds. A smaller policy is more like asking a different person to solve the same problem.
That's the product hook to me. Not because small is secretly smarter, because if you're training a reasoning model, you need plausible alternate paths. This rhymes with the agent patches we keep seeing. Change the default behavior around the model. Don't pray the model becomes enlightened.
The schedule is the other important part. S2 LPO starts with the frozen small model generating all or most rollouts. Then it anneals into a mixture of small and large samples. By the end, it recovers normal on-policy GRPO that avoids forcing the big model to learn from a weaker sampler forever.
Your skepticism face just arrived. It was delayed on the metro, but it made it.
I'm trying to be pleasant in my own kitchen. Methodology-wise, I'm mostly positive. They test QN3 and intern LM2.5 across AM24, AM25, Math, 500, and Olympiad Bench. The result everyone will quote is plus 8.8% on AMA24 using a 1.7 billion Explorer to guide an 8 billion model.
That doesn't bother me for production. Same family deployment is already how a lot of teams think. You've got a cheap small model around for routing, eval drafts, maybe synthetic data. If it can make the expensive training loop converge faster, that is somebody's infra roadmap getting shorter.
I'd add one caveat. Verifiable rewards make this cleaner. Math has a checker. For fuzzy domains, the reward model becomes the weak link and policy diversity can turn into diverse nonsense with a confident grade attached. So I'd ship this first, where the reward is boring and reliable.
Boring and reliable is going on your dating profile.
That would be false advertising. But for the build side, they do have code. github.com/Qsharin. 123/S2L-P. I'd reproduce the rollout mixing schedule first, then swap explorer sizes and watch when diversity becomes mismatch.
And I'd make the dashboard painfully practical. Rollout cost, reward variance, pass at 1, pass at K, and where the annealing point starts hurting instead of helping.
The little model gets bananas before I destroy them in my backpack.
Great. Feed the explorer, clean the fridge, and please keep continuity enabled until I can quote you back to yourself next week.